Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Bloody Abaddon.
And welcome to the Thursday morning edition of
The Lost Podcast.
Hello, everybody out there. We had another great episode. Would you say it's great, Jack?
I would say it was a great, great episode.
Yes, and I hate Ben. I hate him. I hate him.
I think Ben now is my favorite character.
I was going to ask you.
I think he should be sainthood.
Sainthood?
Love the Ben.
Well, it was a really well-paced episode, pretty incredible, a lot of information in it, and it settled a lot of stuff pretty quickly from the last episode, I thought.
I agree.
But we'll get into that in the recap, and we have some listener feedback. Do we have a new crackpot theory of the week, Jack? Do we have like 10 crackpot theories this week?
No, I'm only going with one this time. I don't know if it's not a great one, but I think it's a pretty obvious one. Well, probably obvious to me.
Okay.
But I thought at one point we had a crackpot theory. The first one answered, but we'll get to that when we...
Oh, okay. We'll save that for crackpot theory?
Yeah, we'll save that. No, we'll save that for when we get to that part of the episode.
Oh, okay. Also, do we have any updates to the contest?
Yes, there was plenty of updates to the contest.
All right.
Hurley needs to slow down on the dudes. I have to go back and rewind it to get the exact dude count. And we're still teetering on whether Jack cried or not. I don't know if I
can count that as cry, because it's still, he's just teary.
He had water. He was...
Yeah, but... It's Jack Shepard. He always is on the verge of crying.
That's true.
But before we get into anything today, if you'd like to buy one of the new Jay and Jack t-shirts, you can click the link right now in the AAC feed or check out shopsalmonate.com or click on the big link on the sidebar on jayandjack.com.
It says, and they're going fast.
They're going like hotcakes.
Right. Because yesterday was Pancake Day in America. So.
All right, so Jack, what do you say we get into Lost recap?
Do it.
All right, here we go. Lost recap. Lost recap.
Lost recap.
All right, guys, it's Lost Recap time. We had another new episode last night, The Life and Death of Jeremy Bentham.
Yeah. Wah.
You say it like so with such remorse. Is that real or is that just kind of
false? I was shedding a Jack Shepard tear.
So you didn't really cry then?
No.
Well, we start out with the episode with Eavesdropper. Is that what we officially named
him? Yes, Eavesdropper.
But we did find out his name shortly. Yes. In an office, and it looks kind of like it's an abandoned office from, you know, the Dharma age.
Right.
Do you think it's Marvin Candles?
I would think so, but you know when he's going through the maps, he looks at that map. Wasn't that Rousseau's map?
Yes, exactly. It looked a lot like Rousseau's map.
I mean, I didn't go back and watch it. I didn't check screen caps. You know, we'll find out more later on in the week, but it looked like Rousseau's map.
That's what I wrote down. It looks like, at least most of them look like a lot of Rousseau's notes and maps.
Yeah, the first thing I wrote down was that Rousseau's map?
Especially when it looked like they were kind of beat around by Said when he took them and Hurley.
Right.
So it's kind of interesting that they seem to be neatly packed away there.
Exactly. So but maybe Rousseau did not make the map.
Ah.
Maybe Rousseau stole the map.
Hmm. Is that part of your crackpot theory?
No, but that should have been.
Okay.
It's better than the one I came up with.
Well, he gets a sweet mag light.
Yeah.
And a sawed-off shotgun.
Right. Which, so well, like, that was taped underneath the desk, right? Right. Or fastened underneath the desk.
Or, yeah, it was like hidden under the
desk. That's where I keep mine.
It's good to know.
Yeah.
Not to tick you off.
That's right.
But that girl comes in. That was the one that was holding Said, correct?
Wasn't her name, was it Elena?
Yeah, Alana or Elena. I think it was Alana.
Alana, yes.
Yes, but she calls him Caesar, so we have a name for Eavesdropper, Caesar. And they're leaving the office, and we walk past the Ajira 316 plane.
And didn't it look like a runway?
Well, not so much a runway, it's just that I think Lapidus is really a good pilot, and he landed it pretty well right on the island.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Because it looked like pretty much intact and just kind of chilling on the ground there.
Well, that explains it. But it did actually crash.
It did actually crash. And it looks to be that there in a different time.
Right.
Maybe like actual time. But before that, Elena said to Caesar that there's a guy that was staying in the water in a suit.
Yeah.
And so they get past the plane and their little kind of camp on the beach they have there. And there's a person in a like a cloak or like a blanket with like a sun and a star on it.
Yeah.
And the turns around. It says his name is John Locke. And it is John Locke.
I thought he was going to say, I'm Batman.
Back from the dead. It was a very Jedi or, you know,
yeah, he did look like Obi-Wan. I was thinking Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Really?
Yeah. You don't want to crash on this island.
Oh, man. But then we cut to Lost. So Locke is alive. We come back out of the commercial break. And Locke is looking into the ocean.
Right. Well, you saw his shoes, or Christian Shepherd's shoes. They showed his shoes before they panned over to John Locke. Did you notice that?
Oh, I didn't even... You know what? That's a good... I didn't see that. Good catch.
Yeah, they had his clothes. They had something.
Yeah, they had...
I think his jacket and stuff.
His jacket,
and his shoes were
and
on top,
the
and then they panned over to... always going to the shoes.
Yes, and it was very reminiscent of the pilot or early on when you just sit out on the beach and kind of look into the ocean.
Right.
But from where they are, it looks like they are on the prison island.
Yeah, I think they're on the hydro station. The hydro station, yeah.
Because they're looking right at the island.
Yeah, so that would mean that maybe that was the runway that they were building. Everyone thought there was a runway on the island.
But it didn't look like a runway. It's just like a plane kind of shoved into
the
island.
Yeah, I'd have to see. My first thought was, well, they messed the runway because they're off to the side. Like, you skidded off the runway, but, you know, I don't know. I don't think it was meant for a jet plane to land.
Yeah. So then Elena comes up to talk to him, and we see the pontoons, and she says the pilot and that girl took them. Do you think that's Frank and Son?
That's Son, oh yeah.
You think, and Frank, of course.
Right.
So they're talking, and she says, you know, we didn't see you on the plane. And he says, well, I don't remember either. And he says, I remember dying.
Yeah.
And then cue the flashback music. And we go to where we saw Locke last, turning the donkey wheel. And he wakes up in Tunisia,
right,
much like Ben did. And he threw up.
Like Ben did.
Yes, exactly.
Traveling through time, it's rough.
It is rough. But he throws up. And he sees there's like a perimeter there. And there's a camera looking at him.
Right.
And he yells to the camera. And then later on that night, he's just kind of sitting there, poor guy.
He was freezing. And, it was cold.
Yeah. And the truck comes up. The people take him.
Well, nice brakes on the truck. Did you think he was going to get run over?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, oh, there's his life and death pretty quickly. So they pick him up, take him to, like, looks like some kind of little hospital. And
State-of-the-art hospital.
Yeah, and he gets him some pill to swallow. Did you see that water that was nice and brown?
Yeah.
Gets him to swallow the pills, and who's there looking over him?
Abaddon.
Matthew Abaddon. And then they set his leg, which I...
Well, now we find out it was fractured. There wasn't a piece of wood sticking out of it, but that was old school medicine. Oh, that was like he was in the Civil War, and they were, you know, chopping off his leg. Oh. They put that wood in his mouth, and he had to bite down on it.
Or they did the same thing with Boone, remember?
Yeah. Little payback. Little payback to your buddy there.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Passes out from the pain, obviously, and he wakes up to Widmore, who is there.
Right.
And he says, "So that was your camera." And he says, "Tunisia is the exit point. It's where I was.
Right.
Or that's where I showed up." And he says that Ben tricked him to leave.
Mm-hmm.
He led the.
Well, he said him. He didn't mention Ben, did he?
Oh, I thought he said Ben.
Locke said Ben. Locke said Ben.
Locke said Ben? I thought he said Ben, too, but I may have just misinterpreted that.
Okay.
But he said he led his people safely for 30 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And
I'm not buying it.
You're not?
No, I'm not buying it. I don't trust him anymore, and I trust Ben.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe this one kind of made me trust him a little bit more.
Well, he said he met John when he was 17.
Uh-huh.
So he'd have been 47 when he got off the island, right?
Exactly. And does that mean that Penny was born on the island?
If that's the case, if he's telling the truth, then Penny, if he's you know, if it is his daughter,
mm-hmm.
then she would...
Well, that's another big question, too.
Then she would have to be born on the island.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe Penny is to Widmore what Alex was to Ben. Mm-hmm. Maybe she was adopted.
But so he said that's why he's been setting up, because he knew that he'd be coming back and that Ben would try and kick you off. Then he says, it wasn't Ben, it was my own doing. And
I wanted to go. He said,
and Widmore goes, oh, so you want to bring them back? He says, no, I want to. Or he says, no, at first. He says, I don't blame you for not telling me.
Right. I wouldn't,
and then he shows him
I wouldn't
going
trust
on.
Me either.
Yeah. He says, it's been 3 years. They've been here for 3 years, and they're back to their normal lives. And he says he needs to bring them back. And Widmore says that he will do it all in his power to bring them back, because there's a war coming and you need to be there.
Yes, because if you don't get there, the wrong side will win.
Exactly.
Now, it just seems like, here, you got Widmore using John and Ben using John.
And that's the thing, but here's where, I guess I'll get into that point later. Widmore says he's been watching them. He shows like a picture of Saeed working on a house, like house for or home for Habitat or Habitat for Humanity.
I thought he was Jimmy Carter for a second. I really thought he was Jimmy Carter.
And he said, the island needs you. You're special.
Yeah.
And
now,
this
you know, the only thing you have to tell Locke, he's special. And okay. It's like, hey, Locke, you have a great head of hair. Oh, okay. I mean, but, seriously, is that all you have to do is tell Locke he's special? And he never questions it. He wants to believe so bad that he is special.
But he is special. Don't you get it?
He wants to believe he's special. So wouldn't you question that? If I'm special, you know, my life has been a mess. Why am I so special? Would you not question? Okay, but put yourself in any normal person.
Okay, let me tell you this. All right, look at all that happened before. Then he was crippled by his father, pushed him out of the window.
Right.
And he lost his use of his legs. But then he went on the island, got his legs back, okay?
Yeah.
So then that was one. Two, Ben shot him.
Right.
And he left him for dead. But then he came back from that and survived.
Rose survived cancer. Is she special?
Yes. But then let me tell you this.
Is Rose capable of being the leader of the others?
Ben kills Locke. He kills him, chokes him to death.
Well, hey, you're getting to the... spoiler alert.
Comes back to the island, and he's alive. So what more do you need to know that he's special?
Is Christian Shepherd special?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course he's special. He's working close with Jacob.
What I'm saying, though, Locke, would you not question... Just this guy out of the blue who... was on the freighter
because
he was
going to
kill everybody. He goes, oh, no, John, you're special.
He has faith.
Okay.
But he says Abaddon is going to take him where he needs to go and protect him.
Well, now we find out how he got his passport and the cash.
Exactly.
Because we were asking, okay, this guy lands in Tunisia with no money, no passport. And, of course, there's Widmore right there ready to give him a passport.
So he gives Abaddon his first directions, and that's Santo Domingo, Republic.
Yes.
And we see it is Saeed.
And he's in the same spot as he was when they took the picture. Did you notice that?
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of creepy.
He was leaning in that one part of the roof. I think it was a roof. Or they're working on it. And he's in the same spot. I go, man, if you're going to build some houses, chop, chop. Move it.
But Locke comes to him and says he wants him to come back to the island. And Saeed said he was manipulated by Ben for 2 years.
Right.
And
so we knew that last season, though, didn't we say that? Or it was last season when we figured that out.
Yeah. But he said, you weren't supposed to leave. You should know that. He says, well, the 9 months I spent with Nani were the best in my life.
Right.
And he says Locke tells him that he's going under Jeremy Bentham. He's going to be in L.A.
Right.
If you want to look me up. He then goes to New York, and he talks to them about Helen, see if he can find Helen, but we see he's actually there to see Walt.
Right.
And Walt sees him as he walks out of class, and he goes up to him, and he says, you don't seem surprised to see me. And Walt says that he's had dreams of him.
Right.
And he said he's in the water, or
no,
in his suit.
No, he's in his suit, surrounded by people who want to do harm to him.
Yeah, hurt him.
Hurt him, something like that.
So does that mean that Caesar and Elena are bad people? Or is this a later thing that we
haven't
seen?
Could be a later
yet.
Thing. Could be part of this war that Widmore's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going on.
Yes, exactly. But he asked about his dad. He said he hadn't seen him in 3 years.
And Locke said, "Don't worry, he's having a blast."
That's so wrong. But he says, "Last he seen, he was on a freighter."
Right.
So he doesn't really tell him the full truth.
So now here is Michael. Well, here's Walt, who's supposed to be special. Yeah. He's having visions of Locke. He hasn't seen his dad in 3 years. Wouldn't he know that there's something going on with his dad?
Probably. And I think
Walt's lying.
Well, I think Walt knew that, and that's why he went after Hurley and to see if he could find out.
Yeah, that
Hurley.
Maybe he knew that John was, because remember, shortly after that, John, you know, he hadn't seen John in how many years. He goes, okay, I got to go. So he knew that Locke was lying to him.
And I really think if they bring back Walt, which I hope they do, I'm a big supporter.
Well, they
of that.
Did.
Well, I'm saying like into the show, back to the island, is that he's going to get curious. He's going to find a way back because I think he belongs back too. But then Abaddon says he's 0 for 2, and we see Ben watching
right
in the background.
Nice do by Ben.
So then we go to Santa Rosa, California, and Hurley is painting a Sphinx.
Right.
And did you see the snowman in the corner?
Yep.
Was there a snowman?
I don't know. I'm just making it up.
That. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I just thought that had something to do with Middle East, Tunisia, maybe. I know there's not the Sphinx in Tunisia, but...
Sphinx is in Egypt.
I know, but I'm just saying they're thinking Middle East type thing.
It's Africa.
Eh, whatever. I'm thinking desert scene, desert something. What was the significance of that? Is just they just told him to paint a picture again like he did last year?
Probably. Okay. Probably. Just another thing to just throw us into loops. he said, you didn't make it. And so he thinks Locke is dead and he's just coming to see.
Well, the way he walked, you could tell when he came up, it was like he's looking, oh. Another one of these ghosts coming up to bother me.
But then he asks, you know, someone is like, is there a person in a wheelchair sitting here talking to me?
And he said, some dude.
The nurse is there. Yeah. And she goes, yeah. And then he goes, oh, wow. So you're alive. But so he goes, dude, we got to get out of here. Someone's watching us. And he sees Abaddon. And Hurley freaks out. He says this man came to see us saying he worked for Oceanic.
Right. And Locke doesn't have any idea what's going on right now.
No, he doesn't. And Hurley freaks out and then leaves and goes, la, 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 la.
Great singing.
So then Locke goes 0 for 3. Then we go to Los Angeles, California. He's with Kate in her kitchen. And Kate doesn't want to go back either. And she says, you know, I figure out why you didn't want to go back. He says, you didn't have anyone. You didn't love anyone.
You've never loved anyone.
Exactly. But then he talks about Helen and he said he lost her, and she asks why, and he says because he was obsessed and angry.
Angry and obsessive.
And then says, look where that got you.
Which he said, it's a good thing you've changed.
Oh, yeah, something like that.
So, because he's always, what was he on the island? Angry and obsessive.
He wasn't angry all the time.
Not all the time, but he was obsessed.
Obsessed.
He was angry when people didn't want to follow him.
Mm-hmm. But he is right. Locke is right. I think I'll make that into a t-shirt. Locke is right. Get over it. he then leaves and he tells Abaddon he wants to see Helen. You can find all these people. I want to see Helen. So we go to Santa Monica, California.
Was that when Abaddon finally told him, you know who I am? Didn't he say, it was during that where he said, before that, he said, why don't you submit you remember me?
Mm-hmm. Was that, I think that was after Santa Rosa, but yes. He does say that.
I think it was when they were at Santa Rosa.
Yeah. And actually, that's what I want to talk about is that Abaddon did send Locke on his way to the island. This is where I think it validates that Widmore is one of the good guys. No?
No, I'm still saying no.
You think so?
Just for the sake of argument, I'm saying no.
But what do you feel like? Not just for the sake of argument.
I don't trust if he's a good. I just don't trust. I saw how he was with 17. He was angry.
Well, he was a young kid, young strapping lad. Teenagers are angry.
He's angry as an adult.
Is he?
Yeah, he was. He's always been a. Has he always been a jerk?
To Desmond, but maybe because he knew all the fate and everything like that. He knew that Desmond had to go to the island.
All right. Right now, you'll say good. I'm saying bad.
Okay. But then, so we go there and we find that Helen died on April 8th, 2006, 4 and 8, two of the numbers.
Yes.
So then he talks to him about destiny because Locke is definitely upset that Helen is dead. And he says, you know, maybe if I did something different, she'd still be alive. And
Abaddon knows, no, she was meant to die.
And so then they start the setup to go on, and Abaddon gets shot and killed.
And what does the true leader Locke do? Gets in the peels car out. And peels out and leaves Abaddon to die.
Well, in all fairness, Abaddon got shot like a million times.
Well, Abaddon got shot once, and Locke was already jumping in the car saying, hey, I'm the leader. I got to get out of here.
Well, he knows that he's next.
Leave no man behind. What?
But, don't know that motto. I'm out of here. He out, drives out, going through red lights, which is very reckless.
Yes.
Bad idea. And he gets into a wreck.
Shows Locke is doing what? The only thing he missing from Locke being selfish there, he could have been talking on his cell phone.
That would have been great. But so then we cut the commercial. Locke is definitely beat up. Then we go into the hospital.
Yes.
And who is there?
Jack.
Jack Shepard.
So at one time, Locke was a patient of Jack's.
I don't think that counts. That one doesn't count. You can't pull that one out of your butt and make that work.
At one time, Locke was a patient of Jack. That.
So yeah, I don't think that counts.
Yeah, I won't be selfish and let count, but it did say that the original theory, the number one crackpot theory I had out of all time, the first one was Locke will be a patient of Jack's. But I'm not going to count it because that's not what I meant at the time, even though that's what
exactly it's what you mean.
That's
I think
what
really
did happen. But if I was a politician, oh, it counts.
But he asked Jack to go back, and Jack obviously will have none of it because, you know, he still hates Locke for some reason.
Oh, come
on. I guess
on.
All Jacks think alike.
That's part, you know, actually, Jack Shepard was speaking a lot like Jack Me. If you listen to how he was talking.
Yes, exactly.
I was like going, wow.
So then he starts to storm out, then Locke pulls his ace in the hole, and then he says, your father says hi. And he says, I've deducted it, and it couldn't be Saeed's, couldn't be Hurley's, and he said his name was Christian.
Right.
So then Jack is obviously upset, and it looks like he's ready to just kill him. Doesn't look like Jack's like on roid rage or something. Well, it's just like the extra facial hair, but he looks on the verge of like.
But before that,
somebody.
Jack said, "Do you ever think you're just a lonely old man who crashed on an island?"
Yeah, was that what you wanted to say?
That's what I always say about Locke.
But Jack still won't go with Locke, and he pieces out.
Well, that's when he was just tearing up because Locke. I think Locke was trying to say, "Well, you know, your dad's still alive on the island. You need to come back." But what Locke doesn't know, that Jack didn't have a great relationship with his dad anyway.
Yes, but I think he wanted some kind of resolution. So,
I thought that was Locke trying his best to go, okay, if I say this, maybe Jack will, you know, say, okay, why? How do you know this? Is my dad still alive? And Jack just said, heck with it, I'm out of here. He can keep his shoes.
But much like another Jack I know, he's probably exceptionally stubborn and still will just think Locke's.
Yeah, you got to be open-minded in life, and just Jack Shepard's not.
Yes, Jack Shepard. Not handsome Jack.
No.
But then we go to Locke in a pretty seedy hotel.
Yes.
And he writes his suicide note that he sent to Jack. I wish you believe me.
Right.
And he prepares to hang himself. Like some kind of plug, right? Or some cord.
With cord, yeah. Cord.
And, but then Ben storms in and convinces him not to kill himself.
Right.
So there's more work to do. Jack started to fly to Sydney.
Yes, so it's working. It's Jack's. Working. Well, didn't exactly. John Locke say, I can't lead anyone?
Yes, exactly.
That was my favorite line of the episode.
But he convinces him not to kill himself. And he gets him to come down and says, let's go do our work. And
But you notice that when Ben helped John into the wheelchair, he took off his coat. Jack jumps into the water. He doesn't take off his coat. Ben has to take off his coat just to help John into the wheelchair.
Well, I think he knew he was probably going to kill him. So for some reason, Locke, stupid yet again, and trusts Locke, Ben.
Well, wait, what'd you say?
What?
What'd you say about John?
He was stupid and believed Ben.
Right. Instead of holding back, keeping them from this is again a good leader doesn't show all his cards.
But I didn't say he was a good leader yet. I've never said that.
All right.
So, but he says he needs to go see Eloise Hawking, and then you see Ben kind of double take Eloise, and once he finds out that information,
I said John is toast.
Yep. But then Ben takes the cord and strangles Locke to death.
Right.
We cut the commercial break. We come back. Ben cleans up the scene and makes it look like Locke really hung himself.
I thought this scene, I thought it would have been better if, because I thought it'd be better if they just had the silhouette and not actually showed his body hanging.
Really? Why is that?
I just, you know, you just don't want to see... He's a great character. You don't want to see him hanging like that. We know he's dead. They didn't actually have to show us... Well, maybe they did because people would have theorized that wasn't
actually... Yeah, people would have theorized that
I thought it was a great... I like the scene where he was the silhouette of him hanging there. I don't think we actually had to see him hanging, but now that I'm thinking about it, no, people would have said, oh, he's not dead. And there have been
precisely
crazy crackpot theories about how he's alive.
But crazy crackpot theories. Who'd have think
that? Crazy guys.
But he says, I'm going to miss you, Locke. I really am.
I believed him.
No.
He was tearing up. I actually believe. Why would he be tearing up? Who was he crying for?
Well, see, it's like on Twitter, people are defending Ben, saying maybe this is what really had happened. Locke couldn't kill himself. He needed to be killed.
I could see that.
Yeah, Ben just kicked me out.
Like, Locke couldn't kill his father. He couldn't kill himself. I believe that Ben actually felt bad for killing John Locke. I the only time I've ever believed Ben, I believed that. Mm-hmm. Go back and watch the scene again. You can see it in his face. Why would he be tearing? Who's he tearing up
Ben,
for?
Ben could lie straight to your face and make you feel all warm and fuzzy.
I could say
inside.
That. I agree. If there was someone he was trying to show that for, who's he? Dead Locke.
That's true. There's, the cameras.
Was there a
there
chambermaid
filming him?
down the way looking at him?
The smoke monster watching him,
right?
So then we come back to Caesar, who's in, and this kind of confirms that is the Hydra station because he's looking at the Hydra.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And then Locke says, I know who that is. It's the Dharma Initiative. And he's being very open. I don't trust Caesar. I don't trust him.
Well, you got Locke. But Locke wants to make himself out to be the head cheese.
Well, see, the thing is, though, is I think Locke knows he's untouchable. He's been killed twice, and he still lives.
Yeah.
He's untouchable. He can do whatever he wants to. He's the man.
But would you be... Okay, again... How many times are you going to be burned? Do you just give information to people you don't even know?
I agree, but there has to be a reason.
It's okay
for it. We'll
to keep
out.
A secret now and then.
But Caesar tells about how like a person right next to him with curly hair and stuff, Hurley,
right.
Flashed and disappeared.
Right.
And other people did too. So I guess this confirms that they're not all in the same place, Jack, Hurley, and Kate.
They're at least not on the same island.
They're not on the same island, and they're not in the same time, because I really think that the plane crashed in, like, 3 years post when
right.
they left in that time. And that's where I think the whole Jira Airlines, that's how the bottle was there,
right.
And they had the pontoons.
And this is how those are, who's ever on, was on those outriggers was came from a Jira. So people who had that theory out there, I think, are right on. Some thought it was the Oceanic 05 or the other
06.
Well, not the 06, the losties, like who were left behind chasing themselves. I don't think that one's going to come true. I think it's the people from Ajir.
Yeah. And, who was ever with them. And that kind of confirmed that right there. And if they did go into the future, 3 years in the future, that would work.
Right. Maybe Locke figures out how to get them to the, I don't know.
But so he goes, if Locke was there, he would know that they're chasing themselves, or himself anyway. But,
well, not himself, because so Locke wasn't there. It was...
No, Locke was in the pontoon when they're getting shot at.
It wasn't?
Yeah, he was. Remember, he was leading him to go to the Orchid station.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of someone else. Ignore me.
Jeez.
So maybe Locke was chasing himself.
Yeah, and so Caesar goes to...
this show's giving me a headache.
And they go to see the wounded, and...
I knew exactly who it was.
Yeah, and who was laying there? Ben, and he says, this is the man that killed me.
Right,
and
cut at the loss.
So what do you think about the show?
It was, again, it just the show just keeps blowing you away. It just, the whole thing, like we're just talking about the who's chasing who. Confused and have a headache and... There'll be 1,000 theories out there. Great episode.
Exactly. So that's what we thought about this episode. So now let's get into what you guys
Episode. What is it? What does it rank up there with your John episodes, your Locke episodes?
Oh, okay. You want to know how it ranks? Okay, let's see. Okay, the first season ones, Deus Ex Machina, probably first, Walkabout 2.
Walkabout is 2?
It's tough for me between Deus Ex Machina and Walkabout, but they're close.
Because Walkabout's what got me hooked on the show.
Me too. That's actually what got me hooked as well. But I think like as an episode as a whole, I think Deus Ex Machina was like a better story.
Yeah, you're probably right. But like I said, what sold me on Lost was...
What sold me on Lost was Walkabout. I agree. And then I have to say The Man from Tallahassee, the one where we find out where how he...
that was a great episode.
Became in the wheelchair. And I think I need to think more about the rest of them, how to rank them. But that's top three.
Okay.
But I think I'd put this one in 4 or 5, but definitely 4.
Okay.
I put it in 4 on the all-time lock list. All right, so
well, at least we're going to see more Locke.
Exactly.
I was sitting there wondering, okay, what if he doesn't come back to the island? Is he just going to be like a pop-up video or pop-up character like Christian Shepherd? I wouldn't want that, even though...
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, as much as I pick on the character, Locke himself, he's a great character on the show, so I want to see more of Locke.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Yeah. Well, now I'm going to get hate mail because people always go, I don't like it when you're soft on Locke, so... I'm not like soft on Locke. I like his character. His character is a good character for the show. I just think he doesn't think.
Yeah. I mean, he has his moments, and I think it's a learning experience. He's learning how to be a leader.
Okay, the guy is like 50. You either have it or you don't.
Wait, and I always have faith.
He doesn't.
You gotta have the faith, brother.
I don't have the faith. He doesn't have it. Even today, he's telling
it.
Caesar, oh, yeah, that's a Dharma initiative. Yeah, here you go.
Well, we'll see. All right, so that's what we thought about this episode. Let's get into what you guys thought in initial reactions, listener feedback. Here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, guys, we got a lot of great listener feedback to get into, so let's get into that right now.
This is Matt from Detroit. So I got a question about Widmore. Widmore's talking to Locke at the beginning of the episode. And he's talking about the others, and he said they've been peacefully protecting the island for years. Must be a British translation of peaceful, because last time I looked it up, it didn't mean shooting flaming arrows into people who haven't done anything to you. Just a thought. Odd definition of peaceful. Anyway, that's it. Go Red Wings.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Matt from Rochester. Jack, I know you're going to have a field day with this episode because we saw Locke off the island not really able to convince anybody to go back, which just supports your Locke is not a leader theory. But when that whole scene happened with Ben and Locke, I kind of had the feeling as soon as Ben walked in that he was going to be the one to kill Locke. And I think that cements in my mind that Ben is the true bad guy on the show and that Widmore actually is doing the right thing, which kind of hurts because I've kind of wanted myself to believe that Ben was the good guy and Ben was working for everybody. But now it just, I have to go back and think about why or how Ben has double-crossed everyone in the past. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Benjamin from Davidson, North Carolina, a longtime listener, first-time caller. I'm sure you're going to get plenty of calls about this incredible new episode we just got. One thing that did stick out to me was that it looks like our new plane crash landed on the smaller Hydra island. And we know back in the season 3 finale, Juliet said that the others were building a runway on that island. I don't know if that means anything, but I think it has to be significant somehow. Anyhow, love the show, love the podcast. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Jenny Land from California, and I just had a couple theories. No one's really talked about the box that Ben pulled out of the vent. And for some reason, I have a crackpot theory that that was the box of chocolates that Sun had and Ben set that all up. And I've also been thinking about the rules. When Ben said, you broke the rules. And my crackpot theory on that is that Alex was supposed to die. And that's how Widmore broke the rules. He ended somebody's life before it was supposed to end, and therefore something had been changed. So, those are my crackpot theories, and I'm sticking to it. Keep up the good work. Love the podcast. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is what Kate did in St. George. I was just calling because that episode just blew my mind. It was amazing. Probably one of my favorite episodes ever. But I just noticed something that I'm not sure if anybody else has called in about it yet. Probably not, because the episode just ended like 10 seconds ago. But when Caesar is looking through the office at the Hydra station, there is a little sketch that he picks up and he's looking at for just a second. That sketch is on the blast door map. It's part of Radzinski's map on the blast door. So other than that, I can't believe Ben would do that to John. Ugh, drives me crazy. This season, by far my favorite season ever. But anyways, love the podcast. Keep it up. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, that had to be the best episode since season 2 when we got inside the hatch and found Desmond in there and we said, what is going on? That was fabulous. 2 episodes ago, I couldn't figure out what was going on and I just found myself aggravated. This episode, I still don't know what's going on, but I found it just deliciously intriguing. Well, hello from Wolfhound in Dayton.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Matt from Minneapolis. I was just calling because I have a quick theory. I think that the woman that Frank mysteriously walked off with was Claire. And if Claire is dead, then maybe Frank is dead as well. You know how in the first episode ever, Smokey killed the original pilot? Well, I was thinking maybe Smokey was supposed to kill the pilot, but he killed the wrong one because Frank was supposed to fly that plane that day. So how cool would that be if the island is kind of fixing fate there and killing Frank like he was supposed to be killed when the plane 815 originally crashed? Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right. Do we have an update on the contest?
All right. We have a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, okay.
Number one, Hurley was in this episode. That's number 5 for episode. Number 5 appearances he's been. So Hurley's been in 5 episodes this season. The dude count, I counted 6, so that makes the total 19. But he just went dude.
19.
He went dude crazy on that one. We're still up in the air on, well, did Jack cry? We're going back and forth with it. I'm leaning towards yes. Jay's leaning towards no. So we're going to have to watch it again, and we'll have an answer for you on Monday's podcast. How about that?
I didn't get a full like tear, gushing tears out of him. I don't know.
I think Locke cried more than Jack.
Exactly.
I just can't lead.
Oh, shh. All right. Anything else, or was that
Abaddon was in this episode? So Abaddon was in one episode so far. Will we see Walt again? And the answer was yes.
I know. 42
points.
Awesome.
And I think that's it. We did.
All right.
There was a question, will we see Helen again? Technically, no.
Yes, exactly.
We didn't see her.
And it looks like we won't see her. That was kind of, it seemed like the close of her storyline.
Maybe.
Well, all right. And is that it for the contest?
That's
updates?
It for the contest, unless I messed something, but I don't think I did.
Okay. So do you have your crackpot theory ready?
Yes, I have my crackpot theory. I wish I could go back and use that one about Rousseau stealing the maps.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, that's what happened. Rousseau, she stole those maps.
That's a Jack pastime.
Yeah.
A Rousseau theory.
Hating on Rousseau.
Exactly. But let me get the drum set ready for your crackpot theory of the week.
My crackpot theory is, we see Abaddon, he keeps, what does Locke keep asking for more than anything when he comes back?
Helen.
He's being, well, number one, he's being a jerk to Abaddon. Did you notice that?
Yes, he was.
He was just being a jerk, but I'm not going to even go into that because sometimes people who want to be leaders, they're jerks. But he kept asking for Helen, and Abaddon was kind of skirting the issue. He didn't really want to show Helen, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you right now, they might have had a tombstone there for Helen. Helen is not dead.
Really?
They only told John Helen was dead so he would stay on his mission to get the people back to the island. Because if John found Helen, he'd fall in love again. he'd lose his focus because it's John, and he wouldn't keep up his mission to get the six back to the island or get anyone back to the island. So Helen is still alive.
Okay. That's interesting. So do you think she's going to come back then if she's alive?
I think she will come back. We will see Helen again. And I wouldn't be even shocked if Helen was somehow on that plane.
Huh.
I don't know. That's a stretch, but I still, because it just seemed weird. Why wouldn't you just tell Helen? She's dead.
Mm-hmm.
She's died. He just kept like, okay, what am I doing here? I got to do something. Oh, yeah, she's dead.
Well, maybe what happened, he'd take it pretty hard.
Well, he would take it hard. But if she was alive, what would happen if she was alive? Oh, hell, I'm sorry. I had this obsession and I was angry, but I'm changed. I found my way. I love you. Let's get married. Let's stay in, was it Santa Monica?
Yes.
Yes. So let's stay in Santa Monica for the rest of our lives.
Santa Monica Boulevard.
And not worry about the island. So that's my crackpot theory,
and
I'm sticking to it. And as we saw, the first one came true. So,
I swear it'd be great. Like I'd hate it, but like if somehow all of your crackpot theories became somewhat possible.
Well, I told someone an email because they said I was 0 for 150. I said, you obviously didn't read the government stimulus package. Bailout package close, because in that package I get bailed out for all of my crackpot theories.
Crappy yeah. crackpot
so
theories.
I get 150 for 150 because I got bailed out.
Oh man. All right, so Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Thursday.
I had a couple things though.
Okay, do you want to do phone call
yes, do
stuff and then get
stuff
into a couple things?
End.
Okay. At the end?
Yeah, we'll do it. I'll bring this stuff up at the end.
Okay, all right. Give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
I think that's 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
Calling time. With your last questions, comments,
or theories.
If you'd like to send an email, send it to lostpodcast@gmail.com. That's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can check out our website at jandjack.com with all important information related to our show, like our Twitter page,
right,
where you can Twitter us. You can also check out our Facebook group and join the group. I think it's almost $2,000 on that group.
Really? So we got $2,000.
Money. Yeah. And join our MySpace page. Join our message boards, which is a lot of fun. You can put all your theories. The lost sections of the boards are just, you know, booming with a bunch of different theories and cool stuff like that. So check that out, lostpodcast.proboards2.com. So that's about it for that stuff. So Jack, you said you had
also
a couple
we had
other things.
Well, there's a TV Guide article.
Okay.
And they have a thing. It's actually the special Lost edition. It's this week's has one of the
so it's like a special Lost, like only Lost is in the thing.
On this page, it has something about Walt and Sawyer and stuff like that. But it has the covers of Dancing with a Star Girl. Anyway, it has a thing from Rochelle Thomas.
Okay.
And they say, is Faraday a bit overdressed for the Lost Island? Dude hasn't taken off his ties since the team landed. It's hot, it's stressed, he keeps getting zapped through time, plus he's not damning, unstable, you know, he's doing all this stuff. He goes on and on and on. Did you just notice that? We've been talking about that since last season. Welcome aboard, Rochelle. So, I just thought it was funny. I read that. I go, come on. Just thought I'd point that out. There's other stuff. Well, you got to be careful with this thing, though. It does have spoilers in it.
See, that's why I can't read TV Guide.
Not major spoilers, but there's some things on there that I wish I wouldn't have read that. But every time I get
you're just not doing a good job this season, staying away from the spoilers.
But they're not huge spoilers. But they're enough to go, okay, that's going to happen, or this is going to happen, or. I mean, some of the stuff you can figure out because, you know, you watch the show. It's not brain surgery, but like I said, they're not huge spoilers. It's not like that a couple years ago where they had the complete ending to the show on, you know, on a website where it was word for word. It told you what's going to happen. This is when you just kind of figure out. But, that's pretty good. If you like minor spoilers, it's okay to check out. But then we had the Kate on the Rock thing that we're doing. Kate on the Rocks. And yes, we have about 13 or 14 people have sent them in. We have phone calls. I don't know how we're going to do the phone calls, though. Because what we want to do is, I think what we're going to do is take them all and put them on the message board. Is that what we're going to do?
Well, yeah, we'll post them on the site. I'll post them on the site,
and we'll
too.
Have someone, we'll allow people to vote on it.
Yes.
Pick their favorite one. But you have something. We had an email come in.
Yes. This was from Frack from Pottercast. Made a sweet drawing of Kate on the Rocks.
That's very cool.
And I'll post it up on the front page on jandjack.com and put a link to his actual post where he had it in.
Now, wouldn't that make a cool t-shirt?
It would make a great t-shirt. And his suggestions for Kate on the Rocks is I would mix whiskey with a dash of sweet and sour.
Yeah, sweet and sour seems to be the popular ingredient with the Kate.
Well, here's his explanation. Kate is classic and tough like whiskey. The dash of sweet and sour is there because she likes to play with the hearts of us men folk.
Right.
Gentle nod to both Sawyer and Jack. And it's a great drawing. It's awesome. And I'm going to put that on the on the website, and I'll put it on this actual AAC feed.
Yeah, it was when I saw it, I was like, "Oh, that is so cool."
Yeah, it's really cool. So we will continue taking your Kate on the Rock suggestions. When did you say
I think I said March 10th. And so then we'll...
March 10th? Okay.
I think it'd be easier if people if you can send us an email other than a phone call, because I don't know how
Yeah, it's hard to track the phone calls compared to the emails.
Yeah, to have to write it down and stuff. So I think it'd be easier if you guys sent it. I know some of you have already called. If you could go back and email it, it'd be easier for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot easier to track.
Right. Because what I'm doing is when I see them, I'm just printing them up right away. That way I don't...
Yeah, exactly.
So I try not to mess any of them.
And for the 25-hour podcast, there's only 1 week left to book the hotel.
Really?
Yes, 1 week left.
So there is a deadline.
There is a deadline. So if you'd like to book the hotel, it's right next to the Iceplex for the 25-hour podcast, Charity for Autism. You need to book it within a week. If you need any information, send an email to lpdonate@gmail.com and you'll be responded to very quickly.
Within a month.
You have a week till March 6th is the last day.
Now, if you can't get that hotel, if it's booked up, there are other hotels close by.
Yeah, there are other hotels.
Holiday Inn, but there's some other hotels right down the road.
But I think the most of the party is going to be at this hotel. So if you want to hang with all the cool kids that aren't me.
Yeah, I don't think Jay's going to be there because that would kind of...
No, I won't be there.
That'd put a damper. that would be...
That would kind of kill the party.
I think so.
But so that's what's going on. Anything else you want to say, Jay?
Yeah, we're working on a schedule. I should have it... I'm still holding out for a few people. But I should have the schedule up by, I'd say, the second week of March. At least you'll have some idea. We have a lot of Lost podcasts joining us. We're going to have two forums, one at midnight on Saturday. These are all tentative. They're not official times. But and then one at 11:30 on Sunday morning. Kurt Yanko is going to host that one. He's going to be the moderator on that one. I've asked Josh from the Josh Meister Lost podcast to host the one at midnight. We'll be there. But this way we can kind of get a break and do whatever we have to do.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be cool. Be a lot of fun.
This way we can get a break, run in and out, and do whatever we have to do. And keep going. Because on that night, we're going to have the skate-a-thon from 10:30 to 1:30 at the Iceplex where people can come and pay $10. Proceeds will go to Autism Speaks so we can raise some more money for a great cause and then go from there. But I should have the whole schedule. Should have it all done by the middle of March. I'll hold on to a couple people and we'll see what happens.
Alrighty. So that is. We'll see you guys Monday for the Monday show. Monday. All right. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.